If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is an audio recording of the blog post, "I'm horny and everything looks like fucking." I'm horny and so everything I see looks like fucking. The boots that are lying jumbled in the corner of my bedroom look like a quick, bent over fuck over an office desk. The couple snogging on the corner look like fucking. The hot guy behind the bar at the local pub, with his raised eyebrow and tight t-shirt, he always looks like fucking, but even more so today. I'd normally seethe about the young guys on the train playing music loudly from their tinny phone speakers, but they look like fucking right now too. The closed door to my bedroom looks like fucking, because the door reminds me of the door cuff fucking I can't quite do. The sofa taunts me with memories of past and future fucks, none of which I can have right now. My kitchen countertops look like fucking, because I know I could hoist myself up onto one, brace my feet against the opposite, and spread my legs wide for him to get right into the middle of them. So I can't make coffee in the kitchen without picturing him fucking away until he pulls out and squirts spunk over the entrance to my cunt, then lets me bring myself off by briskly rubbing it in. The stairs remind me of that time when he followed me up, growling about how hot it was to watch my ass as I went ahead of him. When he grabbed me by my ankles and made me stay in that position so he could look up my towel and catch a glimpse of my cunt lips squashed at the top of my thighs. Then he ordered me to bend over at the crook of the stairwell so he could grip my hips and slide his dick in. I ended that night with carpet burns on my knees and jizz dripping from the crack of my ass down the inside of my thighs. And so, oh God, the carpets look like fucking right now too. I'm horny, and so sex is everywhere and nowhere. It's thumping through my brain and my crotch in time to my heartbeat, and it's making everything look hot and red and angry. The kind of fucking I imagine bulls and lions and wolves are into. I can't have sex right now, and so sex is all that's on my mind. Like a smoker who's just given up and starts seeing cigarettes everywhere. Like a kid who's been grounded and realises that it's beautiful outside today. Like a girl who's agreed not to try and fuck anyone, who suddenly realises just how fuckable everyone is, and everything is fuckable or kinkable or wearable while you're getting railed by a stranger in the bathroom at a dirty dive bar. Every song could be played while I'm fucking. Each meal I eat could be done in the post-fuck haze of satisfaction, or, better perhaps, force-fed to me in fistfuls by someone who's pounding my cunt, gagging me with cake to keep me quiet while he enjoys the sensation of my panicky, eager cunt squeezing tightly around his dick. Each drink could be glugged and spilled to make me messy and worth cleaning up, or worth trashing messily some more. Each toilet reminds me that here in this hallowed place, the man I love grips his dick with expertise and precision. Each chair, sofa, bench or tube seat becomes somewhere I could lift my skirt, sit on his lap, and crush my naked ass against his straining erection. And while everything looks like fucking, there's only one person I can take this lust out on. His every single movement only serves to remind me just how desperately I want to feel his dick inside me. And yet I've agreed not to ask him, for reasons that are entirely lost to me now. I said, I'll not try to fuck you for at least a few days. That way it's in your hands when you want to do it. And I forgot just how beautiful his hands look when he's rolling a cigarette or playing Xbox or just idly rubbing at the back of his neck when he sits at his computer desk. Thick fingers, short nails, soft palms perfect for delivering thudding smacks to my backside if I walk past him at the right moment. I'm horny and everything looks like fucking. Everyone is fucking or about to fuck or basking in the afterglow of having just fucked, and I want to end this on a note of sadness, summoning all the misery and longing that comes from frustrated libido. But I can't, because it's not sad. Right now I'm enjoying it. Sometimes it's well worth not fucking to appreciate just how wonderful the world is when you're horny, when every single part of it throbs in time to your heartbeat and every inch of it looks like it'd feel good against your clit. I'm horny and everything looks like fucking. Everything is beautiful today. If you like this, you can hear more of it at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it and put in special requests for any stories or kinks that you would like to hear as audio porn at patreon.com/girlonthenet.